and high, up and high, up and high.
Welcome back, stoners. Welcome back to another episode of I'm Too Effin' High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani, and super excited to have you guys here. We've got a really great show today. If you're not familiar with this show, this is the show where we get comedians high on cannabis and have them do comedic challenges to prove the marijuana makes everything funnier. That's the point of the show. It's a live show. It's a podcast. What's a live show? Not during coronavirus. We do a monthly show at UCB. But we also do these live streams twice a week, Tuesday at 6, Friday at 6. Check out I'm2effinhigh.com for more information on upcoming shows. But before we get to the actual show or the actual guest, please allow me to introduce my right-hand man and co-host, DJ Blue Dream.
Hold up. Smoke weed every day.
Smoke. What's happening, James?
What's up, DJ Blue Dream? How you doing?
Smoke weed every day.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'm pretty high. Oh, yeah. I just got a new shipment of this weed subscription box I'm part of that just arrived like half an hour before this, and it was perfect.
Nug Club. Love Nug Club.
They don't sponsor us, but they should. And I'm excited, man. It's gonna be such a fun show. I can't wait.
I know. I'm super excited. We've got two really great comedians here on the show.
Yeah.
And
our audience is already very excitedly sharing what they're smoking right now, which I love. Sean's got some Zeke, some Grape Ape, Danny Pample. Woo! Same thing. Great.
I like that. Hey, man.
Tell us what you're smoking.
Yeah, let us know. I'm smoking a Jack Herrera joint right now. Nice, uplifting sativa, feeling good. Yeah.
I'm doing a headbanger with this new brand that I don't know how I feel about it. It's called Dropout. And the aesthetic is very much, I don't know, very much about
Dropout High School, guys. Smoke weed, drop out of high school. That's their slogan. That's the brand.
Yeah.
How high are you right now? On a scale of 1 to 10.
Probably like an 8, but climbing. I popped an edible right before.
Oh, same. So, I'm at the same place. I'm like an 8. But I also have a little bit of a 20 milligram edible waiting for. It's sitting at the bottom of my stomach right now and just slowly working its way through my blood system.
I think you have a bad understanding of how digestion works.
Yeah, totally. I eat food and then it goes straight into my arteries, right? It just goes straight into my blood tubes. Awesome. Well, I'm super excited for this show, man. It's going to be really fun. We've got some really fun comedic challenges here. Let's meet our stoned comedian, shall we? They have a new podcast that's going to be coming out pretty soon that everybody should absolutely check out. It's called Beware of Dougs. Please welcome Doug Millard and Doug Benson.
Ganja babe, my sweet ganja babe. I love the way you love me and the way you're misbehaving. Ganja babe, my sweet ganja babe.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Welcome. Thanks for being on the show.
I guess we should make it clear that I'm Doug Benson and the other Doug is Doug Millard.
Hello.
And we're doing a new podcast together. It's going to come out on starting on July 3rd, wherever you get your podcast, called Beware of Dougs.
Hell yeah. And yeah. What's the podcast? What's the idea behind it? Just a couple of Dougs?
Yeah, it's two Dougs. We've been friends for a while and we're both stand-up comedians. And, we just noticed that Doug's not the most popular name and there's not too many super famous ones or ones that we know of that are, did anything important in history. So yeah. the idea the idea is to just find the best Dougs. Like, we're just gonna talk to Dougs, and we're gonna talk to people who, you know, who have known great Dougs, and just try to figure out, you know, why that name holds people back.
That's the thing. That's so the last episode of your podcast, we will have a definitive answer as to why the name Doug holds people back. I love
this. Yeah, I mean, I hope to find the world's greatest Doug, the one that's done the most for, you know, whether they're gone or still with us. And but Doug and I, Doug Mellard and I, we consider ourselves top five Dougs. So we've, you know, that's the bar has been set. And
I'm actually number 27.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to speak for you. I'm the number four Doug. I'm number four, and he's 27. Together, we're 427.
Together. That's the name of the podcast, 427.
You be four and I'll be 20. It'd be funny if they're like, what's it about? And we're just like, oh yeah, it's a podcast where it's called Beware of Dougs, and we interview guys named Todd.
Another way to go. It's a
possibility. That's a great. I like that. Maybe that's season two. I think that's season two, maybe.
Oh, we're drinking also?
Yeah.
Man,
oh, you can.
You're welcome to. Yeah.
So, Doug Mellard, what's your current relationship to cannabis? Just so our, look at that.
Is that a Bloody Mary?
Sorry to interrupt, but this is a growler full of Mai Tai.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
That feels like a quarantine doomsday prepper Mai Tai stuff. my relationship, I'll make it quick, but long story short, I, when I was like, you know, early 20s, high 24/7, I had anxiety issues that kind of pushed me off of it for a long time.
Got
really back into mushrooms a few years ago.
Nice.
Off weed, but then at the beginning of quarantine, I rediscovered weed, but I'm a complete lightweight. So
nice. Welcome back.
I'm mostly doing edibles. I got nervous because I hadn't smoked in a long time with COVID. I was like, maybe I shouldn't mess with my lungs. So I've mostly just been doing edibles, but I don't know why I took that break now that I'm back. It's been fun. It's been good.
Hey, yeah, it's weird.
It's weird that Doug and I managed to become friends when he was like not a pot smoker. We still managed to like each other. And now that he's on Team Pot, it's like the sky is the limit for us.
Oh man. Now you're opening up this whole new spectrum of your relationship. It's great.
I love it.
Awesome. And how about you, Doug Benson? You have obviously a very famous history with cannabis, but today, as of today, what is your relationship to cannabis?
You know, pretty much all day, every day. And spreading it out a little bit. Like I've got in my kitchen now, I've had it for a long time, but I'm using it a lot more now, the Volcano.
The Volcano.
Oh yeah.
I love the Volcano.
Cause it really, you know, you can really get a lot of bags full on a small amount of flour.
Yeah.
So I love that thing and I still do that. So I'll probably hit one of those during this at some point. And, but I got a bong and we have my girlfriend and I, we got one of those, a dab rig attachment that goes into the bong from G-Pen. And it's this pretty cool thing where, you know, basically it's dab technology, but you don't have to, you know, there's no torch.
Whoa, that's amazing.
That's
all
very
safe.
Cool.
You could turn any bong into a dab with this device from G-Pen. They don't pay me. They don't pay me. They gave me one free one.
We're constantly promoting products on the show that we that don't get sponsored by.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Right? Because you never know. They might go, hey, they keep talking about us. Maybe we should, you know, give them a little pro quo.
Yeah.
Give us some free shit.
Yeah. I love it.
There's a band, a psych rock band called Turbo Fruits. It's really good. That have a really kick-ass song about a volcano, like that instrument. Fucking great.
Cool. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I love the volcano because it always feels like you get a smooth hit, but it also feels like you're getting a kiss as you do it because you got to push, you know what I mean? You kind of got to make out with it a little bit.
Yeah, it's really the smoke of choice for the lonely man.
It always weirdly makes me feel like I'm huffing. Like I like the volcano, but I always feel, and I've actually never huffed before, but it gives me this weird vibe of like, I feel like this is what huffing gas is.
Yeah, it's definitely a bag up to your face. So it's kind of
I think it's the bag thing.
Yeah, what if I got on here and I was like, guys, I'm not gonna smoke weed, but I am gonna huff this paint. Is that fine?
I mean, honestly, I'd probably be too shy to tell you no. I'd be like, just grateful you came on the show. I don't want to tell you what to do. And then we'd all sit here and watch you huff paint.
I'm not going to huff paint or smoke weed. I'm going to, I'm really into taking aerosol deodorant and spraying it up my nose.
Okay. Yeah, great.
It's what I do. It's I started doing it one day on accident.
Yeah, on accident. Oh, man. Well, I love that you guys are here. Thanks again for being here, Dougs. Let's get to this first challenge here, shall we?
Love it.
This first segment is called Hi, Splain It To Me. So Hi, Splain It To Me is basically, you guys are high right now, and I'm gonna give you each you'll have 30 seconds for each one, a different thing to try to explain what it is and how it works to the best of your ability, whether you really know what it is or not, just whatever it is that you think it is. And we'll switch back and forth. And then the final one you guys will do together. And I'll explain that one. Cool.
Okay. All right. And you have, let's say 42 seconds for each okay. one. How about that?
Oh yeah. It's almost 4:20. So 42
perfect.
Seconds. Yeah. 42 All right. seconds. All right.
Let me just kiss this really quick.
I'll give it a smooch. It's a nice smooch. I might give mine a little smooch.
The volcano's cool because you could buy a bunch of this piece that goes out of your mouth, and everyone could just have their own. And it's good in COVID. You could, you know, pass around the bag.
Oh, that's amazing.
Own mouthpiece.
Yeah, that's because sharing.
It's hard to host sometimes when you've spoken during the show.
It's so hard. I do this.
I'm mashing the mute button like every 20 seconds, like because I'm hitting the pipe.
Yeah, sharing joints, man. That shit's gonna go away.
I think so.
Cool. So, Doug Mallard, you're gonna go first.
Oh God.
And you have 42 seconds to try to explain what coloring books are.
What? Okay. Well,
starting now.
Coloring books are really fun things that you open the book. I don't know. And then there are pictures that don't have colors in them. And as a child or as a high adult, you take crayons and you fill in the colors, right? Like, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Okay, great. Good. That was great. Doug Benson.
I'm going to eat a little more.
Hi, explain to us what a dry sauna is.
Oh, a dry sauna. This is one of the best saunas that you can have, because a lot of saunas are really wet. And what you really need to have a good sauna is a dry sauna. Like, if you walk out of a sauna all wet, what have you accomplished? Nothing. You go in and sit there in a dry sauna and then walk out, you know, dry as a daisy. A daisy's dry. And, you know, so you get your sauna in, but it doesn't have to be all wet. You know, why does everything have to be wet? You know, like, this is a time for dryness. Vote okay. for dryness. Vote for dryness in November.
Vote yeah, for man. Dryness in November.
That's what that means. Do you ever ask people to describe something that they don't know what it is? Because, you know, we know what coloring books are.
All the time. We still have a couple more here.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Keep going.
Oh, it's all good. So, Doug, you're going to high-splain the scientific explanation for butterflies in your stomach.
The scientific explanation. Well, butterflies in your stomach. That's when you swallow too many caterpillars, which can happen. I am in New Mexico. There's a lot of wilderness around. I have had a couple fall into my mouth while hiking. After a while, they will form a cocoon and then turn into butterflies eventually inside your stomach. And I think that's exactly the scientific explanation. Is that correct?
Okay, great.
Yeah, sounds good.
Doug Benson, 42 seconds.
That'd be a cool magic trick. You know, any magicians out there, if you want to do this, what you do is you swallow a caterpillar and then, you know, rub your stomach and maybe tap it with a wand, and then a butterfly flies out of your mouth.
Or you swallow it, and then 3 weeks later, a butterfly flies out.
Right, everybody, there's a three-week intermission.
Yeah.
Everybody goes back to their business, and then they come back, and then a butterfly flies.
Wouldn't it be awful, too, because, like, butterflies have a very short lifespan, so they spent most of their life inside your body, just in your stomach.
Yeah, that's not fair.
That's tough.
Yeah, they don't want to know what's going on in there.
Yeah. One more for Doug, and then you guys are both going to do one together here. Doug Benson, high-splain to us what cognitive dissonance is.
Oh, this is a good one. Cognitive dissonance is when, okay, it's like when a stupid motherfucker like knows that they're a stupid motherfucker. Like, they're well aware of it, but they don't do anything about it because of cognitive dissonance. I mean, that's exactly what it says in Webster's. I'm not even paraphrasing.
It's true, man. I have Webster's pull up right here. It's exactly, actually it uses motherfuckers more than you did.
Really?
Merriam-Webster is a really salty dog.
real crass guy. Finally here, high-splain to us the origin of the name Doug.
Is this both of us?
This is both of you guys.
I love this. I feel like other Doug should answer this, because I feel like you've done more research than I have at this point. Because you're in Santa Fe, like, passing out from the elevation. And you have nothing better to do than read about Doug's.
Well, it was in biblical. There was a Douglas Deuteronomy in the Bible. And this was like, when was the Bible? Like, let's say
2000 years ago, I think, yeah. Something like that.
And eventually he actually was also not only the first Douglas, but he also changes, actually 200 years later, there was another Douglas, Sir Willingham, that changed, was the first Douglas to cut it to Doug. So,
I also love that he was the first person to put Sir after his first name. It was like, no, Sir Douglas. No. Douglas Sir Willingham.
Also, I think it means like black water or something weird.
Okay.
That's another little weird fact about the name Douglas. I don't know what Doug without, I don't know if it would just mean water or black without the less, if it's just Doug, but well, yeah, I'm already plenty high. I told you I'm light. Oh, nice.
Excellent. Doug.
Yeah, I have a little umbrella that I was going to put in my cocktail, and I don't know my own strength, and I destroyed it.
Oh, man.
when you put it in front of the camera, I was like, wow, another crazy looking smoking device. Damn.
Yeah.
Doug's good.
No, I'm just going to, you know, spruce up this drink with a little, a little cocktail umbrella, and the thing went to shit.
I like that. That's Preston. I like that. Guys, that was great. That was explain it to me. Yeah, that was great. Let's do a little hit here. And so
if
DJ
you want to join
Dream,
us. In the audience.
This is the craziest coincidence. It's DJ Blue Dream, and I am smoking Blue Dream.
Blue Dream. There it is.
Blue Dream. I love that.
What a coincidence.
I'm so glad DJ Shitstorm isn't there today.
No, he has the day off.
I'm just eating more gummy.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to be like super high when this is over.
Yeah. So
I mean, Shitstorm's a good strain. It's just a little skunky.
I bet if I Googled it, DJ Shitstorm is like, well, not currently, but about to play the Palazzo in Vegas, like their pool party or something. I bet there is a DJ Shitstorm who's
DJ Shitstorm.
Shitstorm every day.
Shitstorm every day. I love it. Hey, stoners. Thanks again for listening to the podcast. If you didn't know, we also do a live stream on YouTube, youtube.com/I'm2effinghigh, every Tuesday and Friday at 6 p.m. And this Friday, July 10th, we've got a really, really special fun episode we're doing where we're going to have the improv group Leroy come on the show and do Hollyweed Squares. It's our version of Hollywood Squares. It's going to be a whole episode of a game show. It's going to be really fun. So please tune in 6 p.m. Check out I'm2effinghigh.com for more information.
Let's get to this next challenge here, shall we? So DJ Blue Dream is actually going to lead us in this. He's going to host this. This is another episode of Stone's Jeopardy.
All right, welcome to Stone Jeopardy, everybody. As you know, the way we do it on I'm Too Up and High is that if you are, we'll have our two guests be competing against each other. The way this works, just like in Jeopardy, you will buzz in by, since you both have the same first name, let's have you maybe say your last name instead of a buzzer, so we know who's saying it. It's a lot of questions related, of course, to our favorite thing, weed. Let's take a look. And just like it would Jeopardy, you know, you get points for getting it right, minus points for getting it wrong.
One of these contestants has a big leg up.
Why?
they're vaguely themed around weed, let's say. But here's today's categories. We got weedy music, weedy TV, Weedy movies. Uh-oh. Indica or sativa? Evergreen. And hybrids, which are just famous duos, not necessarily related to marijuana. So why don't we start it off? Let's have Doug Benson pick first.
I can't believe this is like a dream come true getting to do this. Really, I always sit watching Jeopardy going, if I could only play sometime, I'd be you know, pretty good at it.
I'm
very excited this is happening. And I'm also going to use what the more recent champions have done, and that's really go crazy on the order. So I'm going to go Weedy Movies for 400, please.
Weedy Movies for 400. This apocalyptic stoner comedy featured Michael Cera having a coke-fueled threesome in a toilet.
Doug Benson.
Go ahead.
What is This Is the End?
That is correct.
Oh, nice.
400, a nice lead right there. Next category, nice. Doug Benson.
I'll take Weedy Movies for 3.
Weedy Movies for 3, quite the strategy. This stoner character said, all I need is some tasty waves, uh-huh, and buzz, and I'm fine.
That Doug Benson.
Go ahead. Saying the first name each time.
That's Jeff Spicoli.
That is, again, correct for 300.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Coming in hot, Benson. Next category.
What's the final category called again? Because
Does it not? Let me see. Does this help if I squeeze the window in a bit?
No, just makes it more hidden.
Oh, it's the same on your thing? You can hybrid,
just minimize. Tell me what it is.
It's hybrids duos. Or famous duos.
The last category is famous duos?
Yes.
Okay, so let me do famous duos for 400.
Famous duos for 400. Name this piece of music. Oh, yeah, so I tried it with a YouTube link, and as it turns out, it shows you the title of it, so I'm going to have to play it off my phone. Tell me if you can hear this okay, but name this piece of music. And the duo in this case is in the name itself. Did you guys hear that or no?
Yeah.
I don't know
that. Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, no, I don't want to venture a guess.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay, fair enough. The answer of that was Pomp and Circumstance. What is Pomp and Circumstance?
Yeah, I couldn't think of a song that was, I knew it had to be two names. I couldn't think of the names.
That's let's move on to Doug Mellard for the next category pick.
Why does he get a pick?
Is that not how Jeopardy? I have.
I still control the board.
Oh, no, he still gets it. Yeah.
Oh, you do. Okay. Okay.
same category. 300, please.
300 for duo. The Daryl and John who warn of a female cannibal.
Benson.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, Benson.
It's Hall and Oates.
That is correct. Hall and Oates for Benson. Oh, yeah.
Forgot to say it.
I forgot my last name.
Yeah. I know. I'm used to playing these kinds of games and yelling out Doug, so it's weird to have to yell out Benson. But I'll still prevail.
The board is yours.
Weedy Movies for 300, please.
That's taken 200?
I mean 200, sorry.
200. Weedy Movies for 200. This one-time child star plays an out-of-control version of himself in Harold and Kumar Go to What? Mellard.
Who is Neil Patrick Harris?
That is correct.
Nice.
Okay, coming up the ring, Mellard.
Mellard's on the board.
We don't have to wait till the end of the question, Jeopardy style. We could jump in whenever.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, sorry, shit. Wait.
I was playing Jeopardy style. I was waiting till the question was over. Doug, you get a pick now.
Also, yes, that's by the way, Neil Patrick Harris, an honorary Doug because of Doogie.
Yeah, that's right. Doogie Howser.
Oh, wow. Correct.
I'll do Weedy Music for 400, please.
Weedy Music for 400. In this song, Bob Marley asks you to excuse him while he lights his spliff.
Shit.
And I will play a sample if you would
God
like. Oh, wait, is it going to show you the title of the song, maybe?
Oh,
Love it. Just show us.
Oh, you know what? It doesn't work because I have the screen on. I'm sorry. I'll sing it. It goes, excuse me while I light my spliff.
Wow. It's really good.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one. The answer to that was.
Yeah, I don't want the negative points.
Easy.
Whoa.
Easy skanking.
Skanking. Easy that was skanking. Difficult skanking.
still your board, Doug Mellon.
Weedy music for 300, please.
Weedy music for 300. In this cannabis-laced song, the artist laments not cleaning his room or going
to court. Benson.
Benson.
It's called Because I Got High.
That is correct.
What is?
Yeah, if you say it at any point, I will count it. Okay, still your board.
Let me get in a few right now. What is, what is? Can I do Weedy TV for 400?
That's right, you can. Weedy TV for 400. Name all of these characters, you piece of shit.
Benson.
Go ahead,
Benson. They are Daphne, Shaggy, Scooby-Doo, Velma, and Dick Fuck. Which one did I get wrong?
I'm sorry, that is not Velma. That is not Velma.
Oh, it isn't?
No, it is. It is. It's not.
Fred? Is his name Fred?
Oh, with a surprise third act twist, you do get it correct. It is correct. Oh.
Nice. I should get it wrong, though, because I did get it wrong.
Is that right?
Yeah, Jeopardy wouldn't allow that.
Okay.
Say, hey, let's
I
talk
will be
about
deducting
more,
400, though. And I think we'll give an, should I give an honorary 100 to Doug Mellon for that?
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, because I didn't know it was.
Because you
yeah,
didn't know
he was part of the assist. He did allow it to happen.
I'll give you half the points.
I appreciate your honesty, DB.
Oh, that's so how I'm going to buzz in. I'm going to buzz in with DB.
There you go.
Doug, you could say Doug if you want.
Okay.
Let's do Weedy movies for 100, please.
Weedy movies for 100. This first entry in a classic Stoner franchise stars Ice Cube and
Chris Benson.
Oh, Benson gets it by a hair.
What is Friday? What is today?
That is correct. What is today?
What is Doug Fuck?
Let's go to Weedy TV for 300.
Weedy TV for 300. This popular period era sitcom often featured a stone chat around the table. Doug Mellard.
That 70s Show.
That's correct.
Oh, nice. Shit.
Nice, nice.
Mellard's making a comeback.
Making a comeback. It's your turn, Mellard, with half the points so far.
Let's do, what is Evergreen? What is that one?
Evergreen. It just means the word green will be a part of all the answers.
All right. Let's do Evergreen for 400.
That's why the green is in quotes.
Evergreen for 400. This piece of shit won Best Picture.
What? Doug Benson.
Benson.
What is Green Book?
Correct.
I could have also answered, what is How Green Is My Valley?
Oh, fair.
Oh, shit.
More than,
I would have accepted.
Green Best Picture.
I would have accepted Green either answer.
Okay,
I would have also accepted the movie Crash, just as a bonus.
Very good. Weedy TV for 200, please.
Weedy TV for 200. This adaptation of a web series centers around the adventures of a weed dealer.
DB.
DB.
What is DB High Maintenance?
That is accurato. Okay, next.
I'm getting
next
question.
No,
let's do Evergreen for 300.
Evergreen for 300. How Stephen King would measure a very long putt.
Benson.
Oh, Doug, fuck.
Oh, Benson gets it.
What is the green mile?
That is correct. Always like a millisecond after.
Okay, 200. Same category, 200.
Evergreen for 200. The NFL's jealous movers. This is a, I will say, a bit slight stretch, maybe, with the word.
Oh, then I'm not even going to take a stab at it. Do you want to, Doug?
I'm too high to figure out the the wordplay.
I just don't even know what NFL's movers even means.
It's a bit. I wonder if I should rephrase to make it more fair, because I think it might be a misleading.
Yeah, don't worry about it. What's the
all
answer?
All right, all right. The answer is the Green Bay
Packers. God damn it. I was going to say that. Oh, damn it. Movers, Packers. God damn it.
Yeah, close. I mean,
man, if I were on Jeopardy, I'd be kicked off immediately for how much I curse.
Especially because if you were on Jeopardy and you were just like, I'm too fucking high, man.
I don't think, I think if we were sober, the outcome would be exactly the same. Okay.
All right. Your turn.
So here's so that's another strategy in Jeopardy, is to shorten your request down to one word. And when I said, or same category, it was to trick Doug into not knowing that it's the green category.
Oh.
And then you repeated the name of the category before the question, which I don't believe they do. Okay.
That's interesting strategy. That's smart.
This is
strategy.
So much fun for me because I have to strategize and never get to apply it.
Did you?
And I know that if I was on the actual show,
I love it, man.
It's working. It's actually working.
On the real show, the questions would be harder, and Doug wouldn't be there.
Did you learn all this from Ken?
No, but Ken definitely helped me. okay, so same category, 100.
100, evergreen. Dr. Seuss's environmentally conscious breakfast. Mellard gets it.
What is green eggs and ham?
Correct. Nice, nice. Nice. And Mellard has the board.
I just swear, even when I get it right. Let's do, how many duos are left?
Two more, 100 and 200.
Okay.
Can you not see it?
No, I can't see it. Let's do indica or sativa for 400.
Indica or sativa? Yeah, let's hit it. 400. Indica or sativa?
How are we supposed to know from the picture?
Doug.
Mellon.
Good luck.
I don't know. What is indica?
I think I should give you, I'm going to give you 200 just for answering, but the answer is hairball. Doug gets 200.
A lot of weed looks like hairballs.
It's your board, Doug Mellard.
I want to try that again. Indica or sativa for 300.
Indica or sativa for 300. Indica or sativa.
Doug, do you want to buzz in and say, what is a dried up turd? Because I'm not going to take that chance.
I'm going to gamble. Doug.
Yep. Go ahead.
What is indica again?
Ooh, minus.
God damn it.
I will just click through because it's a two binary question, but that was a sativa.
Man.
To you, Benson.
Oh shit! Weedy TV for 100, please.
Weedy TV for 100. This actress played a suburban mom who starts dealing pot.
Oh, Doug Benson.
Benson.
Was it Kathleen Turner?
Oh, minus 100. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're talking about. Oh, right. I get it now.
I can't think of her freaking name.
I know. I can't either.
I used to know.
I can think of it.
Isn't it three words?
I shouldn't have made this maybe for 100.
The TV show Weeds. I thought of the movie Pot Mom.
The answer to this is, who is Mary Louise?
Mary Louise, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I thought it was three names.
All right. I'm going again.
Mm-hmm.
Going in.
So we have two hybrid duos in case you can't see them as well.
Yeah, what's I'm gonna go 200 to that final category, the duos category.
200 for hybrid duos. Name the duo.
Benson.
Benson.
It's Jay and Silent Bob.
That is correct.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah. And we have five more questions on the board.
Same category, 100.
Hybrid duos for 100. The word smog is a portmanteau of these two words.
Shit.
Doug Mellard.
What is smoke and fog?
That is correct.
Hey.
Nice.
I'm not completely embarrassed.
Yeah, you got some points on the board, kid.
Yeah. Let's do
what's yours.
Weedy music for 200.
Weedy music for 200. According to Stoner legend, this album syncs up perfectly with the Scarecrow, the Lion, the Tin Man, and
DB.
DB.
Dark Side of the Moon.
That is correct. The Dark Side
what
of
is,
the
what
Moon.
Is, what is? Same category, 100.
Weedy music for 100. This iconic Rick James song is also a two-word female name.
What the hell?
Super Freak.
I mean, it should be easy, right?
Yeah.
I give up.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Okay, the answer is Mary Jane.
Okay. Indica or Sativa 200, please.
Indica or Sativa for 200. Indica or Sativa?
Doug.
Doug, go ahead.
What is Indica?
I'm afraid.
You've been hitting indica so hard.
Sativa. And our final question with Doug Benson.
100.
100, indica or sativa? Indica or sativa?
Doug.
DB.
Doug Mallard gets it.
What is indica?
That is correct.
That's a sativa. You turn up.
Finally. Oh.
And wouldn't you know it, that question was worth 2,300 points, bringing you to a narrow lead. No.
Oh my God, that was fun.
Okay, that was it.
I got stumped, but it was fun.
We have a final Jeopardy category that honestly we won't even do for points, but I'm just curious to hear your answers to this. So for either one of you, for our final Jeopardy, come up with an alternative name for your podcast.
That's Final Jeopardy? I never heard of Final Jeopardy being so creative.
What is Who Let the Dogs Out?
Right.
Right. Or Must Love Dogs.
Great. I mean, I'm going to give you both 500 points for those.
And of love course, it.
We can go to our winner board right here. Doug Benson wins with 2,300 points total. Great job.
It's an honor. That was so, thank you so much for doing that. Are you from, I'm just curious, are you from, is it true that you're from Trebekistan?
That's correct. That is absolutely accurate. We host the famous Trebekistan Film Festival every year, which you've heard of.
It's weird when you really listen to the announcer at the beginning of Jeopardy. He says, Alex Trebek. He says tree. And I guess that's the correct pronunciation, but everybody I know says Trebek, like they don't say Trebek.
Yeah. It's one of those names where I always thought it was Trebek until I saw it spelled out.
Weird.
Yeah. That was super fun. That was fun, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I thought it was Alex Trubaca. But I'm clearly not smart, so.
Oh, man. Let's do this final segment here. I think we have time to get this final one in. Because Doug, you have to go at 7, right?
Yeah. Normal Jeopardy goes a lot faster than Stone Jeopardy.
Yeah. Stone Jeopardy is much slower.
Yeah.
Although that was a pretty good speed. Fun, that was a pretty good speed. Yeah, let's just do this last segment here. I think this will be fun. This segment is called Puff Puff Podcast.
You can hit my weed, but just
podcast.
Ain't no season this
podcast.
When you smoking with G's, you gotta
podcast.
So Puff Puff Podcast is basically you guys are we're gonna give you some alternate titles of some famous podcasts. And you guys are going to give us the taste of what each podcast would be for, you know, like 90 seconds of that podcast, basically. So we'll give you the title of it. In fact, DJ Blue Dream will pull up for everybody to see. He will pull up the logo for the podcast, and then you guys will do it. Make sense?
Uh-huh.
Kind of.
Awesome. Awesome. So DJ Blue Dream, let's check out this first new podcast.
Yeah, let's give a little listen to Radio Flab.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Flab. Broadcasting from the couch, not because of the pandemic. You know, this show, if you've listened for a while, has always been the couch. This is Radio Flab. Joining me from another seat here in the living room is my guest, just a regular-sized man. Here on Radio Flab, we like to, you know, get the skinny, if you will, and find out everything we can about why we're fat and other people are not. Sir, can you explain why you're not fat? Is it alcohol? Is it weed? What are you doing? Caffeine? Cocaine?
Cocaine.
What's your answer?
What are you asking me?
And you know you're in this sketch too, right? Yeah.
It's actually PCP.
Oh, interesting. DJ Blue Dream, let's check out this next podcast here.
Yeah.
What's this next one called?
I believe it's a sample from something called WTH with Sparks Farron.
My guest will be here in about 20 or 30 minutes. I just want to talk for a while about the other day somebody walked across the street without a crosswalk, and I had to break, and I spilled a little of my coffee, and I was taking my cat to the veterinarian, and I was like, what the hell? So welcome, what the hellers, hell nation, hell bots, helloese, all the hellers out there. And my guest today is President Barack Obama. How's it going, Barack?
If I cannot do a Barack Obama impression.
Okay, let's
check out another
one,
DJ Blue
Tree. That was one of my favorite podcasts because it's the only time we've heard the former president Barack Obama say he can't do an impression.
Also, it's interesting. I think both times that we've tuned into both of the podcasts, I think they had the same guest on. I think it was Barack Obama both times.
Yeah,
it's very giggly.
He's in retirement. He's just giggly and doesn't say much.
Why don't we take a listen to The Splendid Cable?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Hey, welcome back to Splendid Cable. Yeah, we have sponsors and commercial breaks. It's unbelievable. Here at Splendid Cable, we're two guys who we don't even tell each other what we're going to wear, and yet somehow we magically match in our clothing and our hats and demeanor in general. And we are big fans of the movie The Cable Guy. And we're here breaking it down. A lot of the shows that break down movies, they do it a minute by minute. We're breaking it down every 10 seconds of The Cable Guy is another episode of The Splendid Cable. And in this episode, we're gonna talk about this scene where Matthew Broderick, he looks to the right and then he looks to the left and then he moves out of frame. Doug, what do you think about that scene? Wasn't that crazy?
Oh man, that was top eight, that's in my top 87 Cable Guy scene.
Man, you've had 100% consistent participation in these bits.
I'm just enjoying watching you, man. I just want to keep watching Doug do this for the rest of the night.
I'm just ramping up for you to just come in and you don't have to say a lot.
I'm very confused. I told you I'm a lightweight. I'm so fucking confused.
Don't worry. Our show, Beware of Doug's, is not going to be improvised. It's going to be scripted. You'll know exactly what to say. I write the whole thing out in advance. I leave little paragraphs open for me to riff. But you're going to stick to the script.
Oh, man. Like that's Puff Puff Podcast. That's Puff Puff Podcast. Well, we'll call it there.
We're doing great on time. This is awesome.
Holy shit, this is great, you guys. This has been so fun. What a blast. How are you guys? Doug Mallard, I know you seem pretty high right now. You said you're a lightweight.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you coming, you know. Hopefully we provided a nice space for you to just get real fucked up. And
I we were talking before the show. I woke up this morning because I'd been on a bit of a bender with booze and weed, and I was like, I got to take a break today. And then I remembered we were doing this, and I was like, oh shit! But here we are.
Here we are. Well, I appreciate you being on here. Doug Mallard, is there anything that anything else other than
you know what I Doug Benson say about. The reason it's called Beware of Dougs is because you never know when they're going to just get so fucked up that they do not even a contributing member of society.
Right.
It's going to be a really suspenseful aspect of our show. If we both show up and we both make sense,
yeah,
it's going to be exciting.
I like that.
I'm really fired up about it. But yeah, thanks for having us here today. This is... I really was a dream come true to get to actually play like a real game of Jeopardy.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad we can scratch that itch.
I appreciate you guys coming on. You guys got to come back, do it again sometime.
Yeah, thanks guys.
Oh shit. I mean, I don't know how long it took you to put that game together. Like that whole time I was going, is there going to be another round of this? Is there going to be double Jeopardy?
Yeah.
And are there going to be, I kept waiting for there to be a daily double, but you guys didn't do any daily double.
Yeah. I haven't figured out how to like put one in yet.
That'd be cool if you did, because that's a little...
Stone, part of Stone's Jeopardy is you put it together stone, so it's not, it's not ever fully complete, you know?
I get it, yeah.
I was committing to a bit where I was frozen. I was trying to look like I was frozen. But nobody noticed, and I was just like, because I'm high, it felt like 20 minutes, and I was like, wait, I should probably come back.
It was 20 minutes, man.
We all noticed.
I didn't think you were doing a bit, though. I just thought you were so high that you stopped. And remind us, what date does Beware of Dougs come out? July 10th?
We're going to start... Well, for everybody that's 7 days late, yes. For everybody else, it'll be July. July 3rd. But, July 3rd. It's going to be a new episode every week starting July 3rd. Just an hour of Doug and I goofing around and, you know, just trying to get to the bottom of this whole Doug situation. And, you know, the world really needs two white guys sitting around talking right now. And so, you know, we're going to deliver.
Guys, what a blast. Thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
And please. Yeah,
and
please.
Doug Mellor, you have a new album, right?
Oh, yeah, I got a new album coming out this summer, Fart Safari 3, Fart Hard with a So look for that on Stand Up Records. There's no date yet, but it'll be soon.
It's an in-depth look at your battle with depression, right?
Yeah, everybody has to do one of those now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's required. It's a comedy requirement. Guys, check out Beware of Dougs, July 3rd. Also, check out I'm2effinhigh.com for future shows that we're doing. And thanks again for watching, everybody.
You shall not pass! Up listening to this new hilarious real play podcast starring a real life 6-year-old.
You see a giant red dragon and just a belch of fire just as it flies straight towards you.
And I just walk past it.
Check out the D&D Adventures of Coke the Kinder Giant on Campfire Media.
Campfire.